So that's this. And then the second question is, so the same is said for if psychiatry is seen or penetrated, then doubt and the other two follow. Or
Well, you say that it's not a fixed thing, that like I've just been saying, it can be that asmimana is, you know, if you sort of tease them apart, the asmimana can be dropped, but they're still, udaccha and avicca still need to be penetrated. It can be that where the Buddha's speaking about it, that it's sort of, that for convenience, is bundling all those three together. With respect to the first three fetters, sakkaya ditti, and then vichikicca, siddhapatta paramasa, then I would say it's not automatic. Just with that self view, sakkaya ditti is let go of. It's not automatically the case that doubt and the attachment to conventions go at exactly the same time. I don't know. What would you say on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. In the sense that it's possible, but it's not, everything is uncertain. because we want it all neat and tidy and wrap it up and make sure that, oh, that's how it works. Because also in the same way that, like, just having insight into one of the three characteristics is oftentimes a catalyst for an insight into the other two. So, but not necessarily so. It could be, can be.
And yeah. So and that's a very good example. So that often the insight into anicca is used to characterize stream entry. Like what did they like? Kandanya, what did Kandanya know? Yankinshi samudaya damang sabantang niroda damanti. That the way that the realization of stream entry is characterized as just knowing anicca. But that's in a sense that if anicca is known, then dukkha is. Then it's like kind of putting all those things together. It's not just that, but it's a way of expressing that, so that, and oftentimes just in terms of giving meditation instruction and running retreats, very very regularly people will say, I can understand, I get a feeling for anicca and dukkha, and I can see how even happiness and blissful feelings can be dukkha, but anatta, I'm lost, I have no clue what that's talking about. So that's quite commonly the experience of people, that the concept of it is mysterious, and so it can be that they do understand anatta better than they realize, but it can be often it's the case that those first two, anicca and dukkha, are far more tangible and apparent, and then how all things could be not self, that's sort of mysterious or confusing, or the idea is really intangible and hard to get a sense for what that is or how that works.